Random House Audio presents Velocity by Dean Koontz, read for you by Michael Hayden. A man can be destroyed, but not defeated. Ernest Hemingway, The Old Man and the Sea. And now you live dispersed on ribbon roads, and no man knows or cares who is his neighbor, unless his neighbor makes too much disturbance. But all dash to and fro in motor cars, familiar with the roads and settled nowhere. T.S. Eliot, Choruses from the Rock. Part 1. The Choice is Yours. Chapter 1. With draft beer and a smile, Ned Purcell raised a toast to his deceased neighbor, Henry Friddle, whose death greatly pleased him. Henry had been killed by a garden gnome. He had fallen off the roof of his two-story house onto that cheerful-looking figure. The gnome was made of concrete. Henry wasn't. A broken neck, a cracked skull. Henry perished on impact. This death by gnome had occurred 4 years previously. Ned Purcell still toasted Henry's passing at least once a week. Now, from a stool near the curve of the polished mahogany bar, an out-of-towner, the only other customer, expressed curiosity at the enduring nature of Ned's animosity. How bad a neighbor could the poor guy have been that you're still so juiced about him? Ordinarily, Ned might have ignored the question. He had even less use for tourists than he did for pretzels. The tavern offered free bowls of pretzels because they were cheap. Ned preferred to sustain his thirst with well-salted peanuts. To keep Ned tipping, Billy Wiles, tending bar, occasionally gave him a bag of planters. Most of the time, Ned had to pay for it.